It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 682.
Happy hump day, Arvo show. How are we, guys? What's happening? What's going
good.
On?
Great.
Oh, I'm pumped. Feeling what do you got there?
Oh, you got mail, mate. I got mail. I got best phone cases in the business.
Oh, Quad lock.
Oh, great.
Oh, iPhone 11. Yeah, boy. I'm pumped about this. I've nearly smashed my
iPhone 11.
Yeah, I know. I'm doubling down. Anyway, just watch it insert. Just clicks in.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to see an insertion.
And she's safe.
Yeah, I didn't.
She's safe.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
How does it smell?
Let me smell. Smells better than our curtains. It's real good.
Bree's in the comments saying, Josh is such a top dog. Do you think she's being sarcastic? The feeling that maybe...
the boys are fired up, Bree. The boys are fired up today.
We are.
You know,
Jasna's asked,
a good day
where does she
alive?
Find the like button? Jasna, also, can I just say, you asked if we were sending out stickers. I said yes, based on thinking that you had signed up to be a VIP Gronk. Found out that your current... Is she a VIP Gronk yet, Sebs?
No.
Sorry,
I think we need to clarify how you become a VIP Gronk, because Olivia also asked, am I getting stickers? Am I a VIP Gronk? There's some Gronk-xiety that's happening, you know? Mm. It's that feeling that you just get, that sick feeling in your stomach when you're just like, am I part of the crew? Am I part of the squad?
Yeah.
I was just trying to give it every other descriptive word outside of before landing on Gronk squad, you know? Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, you're not a VIP.
If you call it crew, you're never in the fucking squad, all right? Yeah. All right?
Do you remember when we were trying to decide between team and squad?
Yeah.
Team doesn't ring.
And I wanted...
team. You didn't like squad. You thought that was too try hard.
Yeah, it's one of those times. Yeah, I still do. But I wear the T-shirt and I'm a proud member.
No.
I think it's almost like a Gronk move if you don't give pushback. Like, you have to kind of push back a little bit. Yeah. Otherwise... You know, you need to feel that Gronkness inside of you. Gronk's been getting a few sort of mentions around the world, not because of us, but I like to see that it's, catching on, and people are saying, hey, guys, these people are stealing your word. And they're not, but it is, it's kind of a Gronk move.
We could put out...
Gronkowski was also on Howard Stern, so...
Oh, really?
Oh, was he just
that
recently?
That was trending, yeah. It was, I think it was... Who's the really good player? Like Tom Brady or something like that? I think he was talking about Gronk on Howard Stern, and so there was a bit of a virality going on.
Do you think, are you talking more about sport because you're wearing your frat boy outfit today?
yeah. Sponsored by Nike.
Yeah. Seriously, I watched American Pie before the other night. It looks like you come straight from, you look like Stifler.
Dude. I haven't
worked it out yet.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, really? Doing it after. Ready for it.
I'm ready for it. Yeah, I've been preparing all day.
Well, we're here for it, and we're here for something else, aren't we, JJ? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my energy, it's sort of that sort of frenetic energy when you're getting excited about something that really we've had no hand in creating. George, can you intro today's hump day replay?
Yeah. Well, firstly, I just want to say that I think traditionally, we need to be bringing sparkling to every Wednesday show, because it just pumps you up. I got
How
a small
much is
one
this
today.
Costing
just,
you?
This was only like $7, but it's just a single one. So from
do
now
we need
on,
to
everyone,
buy you a case? Should we buy him a case for the office?
Or why don't we get a sponsor? Surely we could get a sponsor for this specific benchmark.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Hump day replay sponsor, beverage sponsor.
What about
this.
Like a canned
Love
wine? It. You know, like the wines in canned, like the Shameless. Maybe we could get some of that.
I think Jem had a problem with those specific
Jem
drinks.
Jem knows which ones are great, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's on the...
Do they?
Yeah.
They're nice to taste, all right, surely.
I had some Moët, whatever you want to call on Saturday night. Quite nice. I mean, it was in the fridge. Oh, guys, we looked... I don't know where this has come from. Could have been our wedding. Not sure. Could have been my 30th. There's a bottle of sparkling champagne up in our cupboard. Amy did a Google search. Have a guess how much is it worth?
28.
$160. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's bought us a $160 bottle of champers? I cannot tell you where it came from.
Really?
But we got a $160 bottle.
And so what have you done with it?
You're not having it, George. Are we going to drink it one night? Maybe anniversary. I don't know, something
special. Do you feel like it has to be special to pop it?
Yeah, that or Friday night drinks. Either one. They're both special.
Oh, well.
Real special.
Actually, Bree and I had a red wine, a different one, on Friday. Actually, it wasn't even Friday. It must have been Monday. Realized
it was Monday because Bree uploaded a photo and there was a wine glass in there. I was going to message you about it, but that's, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Just blowing out on a Monday.
I thought the Kruskets I posted the Kruskets on Insta stories. My service is going to fucking stop this and say, there's dairy there. There's a Krusket. It was a multi-grain thing. It was fucking
Where are
fine.
The veggies?
Yeah, there was no veggies. I had them for breakfast. But anyway, the wine had a cork. And because we're so new to this whole drinking thing, we didn't have a puller outer.
How long can you use your new tool? How'd you get a drinking thing for?
2 years. Okay. I'm on the final sort of 6 months.
Okay.
Did you get the cork out?
Nah, so I did. I've heard before that you can actually push it into the wine. What was that, TJ?
I've heard that too. Yeah but it's desperation at that point.
Yeah.
Absolute desperation.
It sort of feels annoying. Like you're drinking some sort of cleaning product at that point. Like it seems like it's a bit desperate.
Yeah.
So you've got your champagne.
Right. So that from now on, I'll be drinking sparkling every Wednesday, just so you guys know. Unless I'm not happy with the video, then you'll know.
And can we have it always start with today I'll be drinking and then read out the label?
Oh, that's fun.
I mean, it's a bit of an Uber Eats vibe, but just and then lead into the intro about the segment and then go for it.
Okay. Today I'll be drinking Hankel Trocken, finest sparkling wine. It's just a small one, so you can drink it straight out of the bottle. And here is this week's Hump Day replay.
What day is it?
It's Wednesday. Play the intro.
It's Georgie Boy's Hump Day replay.
It was a huge weekend of Easter celebrations.
Happy Easter, you absolute gronks. How are we?
Kicking off on Good Friday, we had our biggest turnout ever to the Friday night drinks.
You are looking like Pablo Escobar.
It's freaking snowing here.
But that doesn't explain the moustache.
Tommy introduced Grace and Denise.
Hi, Grace. Hello, how are you? Lovely to meet you.
Good, you
too. How's it going today in Melbourne? Pretty good.
That's it's
good.
Actually too much. Like, I get criticised.
And also tried to find out how much Brooke's apartment was worth.
Like Southern Sydney and like the Southern Shire.
Jeez, what do your parents do?
Some hilarious old photos resurfaced of us dressing up, so we decided to do a theme for next week's drinks.
Ramble Campbell is going to be dropping another video that is helping us work out by the end of the day what we're going to be doing for our dress-up Friday night drinks.
Oh, that's controversial. On Hump Day.
Oh. It's just a part of the promotion, Josh.
Can he send it to George for his promo?
Yeah, he can send it to George.
George, is that going to be okay? Yes.
That's perfect. Tommy's Tanty this week was all about the real estate agent.
We only just discovered, like days later, Amy was sniffing around under the sink and smelt something rancid, and Amy's found this disgusting rotten bag. I don't know, but it was rotting. Must have been food scraps. Mm-hmm. Absolute gronks.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to put the bin out first. I've learnt my lesson better.
And who could forget our sexy Easter Monday show? Shh. The lotion feels cool on your skin.
Stay still now. Still coming? This one is long.
Ah. Tickle, tickle. Good.
Wonderful. JJ.
Yeah, yo.
Hey, man.
Oh, why is it so dark?
Oh, no, it's just sleeping. Yeah.
Okay. About the hump day highlight stuff.
Yeah.
Can you make sure that you don't put any of the sort of the DJ tantrum stuff in there? I just want to move on.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all good. Yeah, it won't be in there.
Okay. Great. All right.
All right,
cool.
All right.
Sorry for waking you up. Catch
That's
all good. Yeah.
All right,
bye.
When the mics were off, Josh got some harsh, but probably fair, feedback about his DJing.
Here I am trying to do something. I'm trying to bring a vibe. And all that happens is I just get shit canned by everyone. This is the equivalent of every single person at the nightclub has a microphone.
How would you feel about someone writing an article of the science behind why we hate Josh Jansen? You'd have chronic fatigue for sure.
However, his spirits were lifted after a beautiful text from Gronk Basil.
Mate, you crushed it tonight. And then you provided giggles on top. Shit, it's big, mate. Fuck, so good. Watch the whole thing with a critical eye. Shit, you were tapped in. And TJ and Sebs, what a privilege, dude. Like, your superpower is like 20 times stronger than you think, you know? Breeze is tapped into that frequency. Trust in Bree. Peace, homie, baby. If Basil's texting me that, it must be pretty bad.
When isolation's all done, Mason wants to pick up Grace from the airport. There's just one thing stopping him.
When Grace comes to Melbourne, it would be nice to go and meet her at the airport. I'll end up Ubering because there's no other way to do it.
If Grace has her full license, she could be sit next to you while you drive.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll get an Uber home. I'll be in the passenger seat and then I'll jump out.
That could be a good solution, Sebs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, keep us updated.
And of course, thank you so much to our guests for this week. We loved having Craig Harper on the show.
If there are any glimmers of light, one of them is perhaps the fact that now we are learning a lot about ourselves.
And our favourite TV correspondent, Happy Harry.
What's been some of your highlights?
Meeting you guys. Really, I really mean that. And meeting you guys again. And meeting Bree, that was another good time.
That's all for this week. I've been Dodgy George. Good night, Australia. I love you.
Done
He's
it
done
again.
It again.
Oh,
Georgie boy. Oh, he's smashing it. Well done, buddy.
Mate, loved it. That was great.
Are you going to actually drink the whole bottle this time? I mean, you threw the other one out. It's actually good.
Yeah.
God, it's a champagne recommendation and hump day Wednesday.
And sorry, so is it a pop? Did you have to pop it or how does it open?
No, it's just a screw top.
Okay.
So
yeah, last time you popped, kids. Didn't you?
Yeah, kids sparkling.
Okay.
Yeah, just an easy one.
Some current live feedback coming through. Lara says 11 out of 10 video. Georgie Boy says Shannon. Grace, well done, George. Campbell, love you too, George. Gemma, my cheeks. Obviously, she's been smiling. Channa, even better than last week. Oh. If this isn't good for your ego, George, thanks, I don't know everyone. What is.
thanks.
Absolutely amazing.
That was fun.
I mean, Ramble did an amazing job as well with his theme video, which we posted at on our Instagram. Just go to the Daily Talk Show. I was under the impression that he was going to announce what the theme was.
Yeah. Well, I kind of just didn't want to put too much pressure on him. But you need to deliver a video, and then me being on the text to him saying, "Mate, you got this video done. You got this video done." I didn't want to ask too many details, but I think he's managed to do what you're saying, Josh, based on the content within the video. So you thought it was going to be an announcement of here's what everyone is going to be wearing. It wasn't. It was here's a bunch of options. But inadvertently, he has answered that question within the video and then within the comments on that video. You can read them out, JJ.
Okay, so well, first of all, can I just say, Kat, his girlfriend, Ramble's girlfriend, amazing job with the different outfits.
Yeah, it's the Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue, Neighbours duo, if that's a bit of an older reference. It's who's someone from Summer Bay, who's a, you know, little combo. It's
actually, I don't know. Did you ever watch Home and Away?
I watched Home and Away. Watched a lot of it.
Well, there was 70s, there was 80s, there was 90s. I mean, I didn't mind the idea of double denim with 80s.
I don't have double denim. That would be the only problem with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Sev's could rock it. He could do triple denim with triple that hat.
With
the
hat. God,
I don't have a denim shirt. Well, actually, no, I do have a denim shirt. What am I talking about?
Is it heavy on your head? Does it hurt your neck?
Nah, it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, the gym helps.
Is it actual denim?
No.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know what it is. It's just like material. Oh, maybe it is. Sort
maybe
of
baby denim. I feel like it would make sort of baby jeans from them.
Yeah, maybe. It's more like the JJ's sort of like, you'd find the hat at JJ's or you'd find the same material that they use for this hat, they definitely use in like cheap pants.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Anyway, it's just formal was the big reveal, and that has been the number one vote in the comments from everyone.
Grace has got around it. I'm all for formal. Shannon said, so Kat is a babe. Nailed another video. Formal would be so fun. Gemma says, true power couple. Holy shit, he's done it again. Channa said, the red dress needs to be seen again. So I'm all for formal. And it continued. And Gemma wrote, hello, someone, just a question for you guys. Formal. Mm-hmm. Are we talking black tie optional, or cocktail? Which alludes to the fact that it had been decided within the comments if Gemma's asking that question. So I think we can say safely, guys, it's going to be formal attire. I wish I had a soundboard for a clap.
And so
I don't.
There
we go. We've got the clap.
And so that means...
The clap that you want.
And so does that... Like... Can you give me some options?
Okay. So, I mean, formals. Who's been to one? Hands up on the screen. Can we get a few hands? We got,
Sev.
We got four of us.
We don't know about... What's the...
I went to formal.
You went to a formal, did you?
Well, just our school ones, yeah.
And who did you take?
I just went with the boys.
You went with the boys.
You didn't take a date to a formal.
Yeah.
What do you mean, man? Like,
yeah, what is that? What did that look like?
Well, it was okay because all of us ended up, like, none of us actually went with dates, so there was probably like, well, all of us four.
Coconut crew. If we were used together, we're all in it together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, did you wear ties or something?
No. Just, I mean, I wore a blue suit.
Oh, okay. My God.
Blue.
Can we... You need to fucking redo your fall. George, did you go with a date?
Yeah,
because that's what you're asked to do. Get a date.
But no, in year 12, I went with like three guys. Robbie, Mark, and... Or maybe it's just the three of us. But
shout outs.
Quickly on that. In year six, I went to the year six social in a limo.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
That's
because
nice.
My sister was going to her year 10 formal the same night and she hired a limo. So I hopped in and went down the street to primary school.
Oh, this is
great. Right.
So I was rustling through the garage over the weekend and I found a photo album, and I've found in the back of it is my year 10 formal photo. Year 10 formal photo.
Here we go. Oof.
There you go.
What a strong... Oh, was that pre... Roaccutane?
No, that was off the back of the Roaccutane before it kicked back in and fired back up and said, nah, fuck your Roaccutane, you're getting acne again. And so that was, me and Michelle.
Yeah. And so, Sevs, I mean, how do you feel? A lot of people in the comments, they need some clarity.
Well, we didn't actually answer Jem's question. So she wants to know if it's a black tie or a black tie optional or a cocktail dress code.
Well, to be honest, mate, I think we need to fucking do your formal again. You didn't take a date. You went with the boys. And so this is a time where you could ask somebody, and just like it's a year 12 formal, wear what you would to a year 12 formal. Let's just go with year 12 or year 12 rules, or, you know, high school formal rules. So you can just do what you do.
Could you find
a date, you absolute animal.
I think you should call whoever you're going to... pick. I think you should call them now so we can get it over and take.
Yeah. Yeah, can we get you to make a phone call?
You want to do it now.
Who would you ask? Who would you... I mean, I'm can you just make a phone call? Well, can you make a phone call right now? Get her up. Come on, get your phone out. I know that she's number one in your friends.
Okay. Have you got her in your favourites on your phone?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna FaceTime. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
This could go either way.
It'd be so annoying, wouldn't it?
Because we don't know if she can say yes. Please put the
How you going, Grace?
Hello.
Pointed at you, you dickhead.
I've got a question for you. Do you want to go to formal with me?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, great. Sorted.
There we go. Done perfect. It. This is beautiful. This is...
Why not? Is that almost here you go? They're match made in heaven. This is amazing.
Why not? The worst sort of amazing. Commitment you could possibly get. Yeah. Why not? You know what?
Do you want to date me? Why not?
Why not? I could actually name three reasons. I'm a...
I got my earphones on. I can't see here.
Okay, all right. How do you feel about that?
Right, I'm glad you said yes. That's exciting.
Are you still on the phone with her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably.
I'm gonna hang up now.
Tell her that I've said we need to hang up.
See ya.
Oh, they'll talk later. Yeah, amazing. There we go. You get to relive your year 12. That's what it felt like. How easy was that? You thought it was hard back in the day. I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was great.
You just killed that. All it took was a podcast good. And, you know, some edibles in LA.
George?
And
you came out of your shell.
I'm so impressed. That was beautiful. Great thought.
It was real smooth.
Yeah. It's so smooth.
Maybe you should have, like, given her flowers or something. I guess it's nice to...
Nah, that's when she comes to Melbourne. That's all good.
I love that she didn't actually bat an eyelid, like, formal. Yeah, sure. Like, I know we're both in our 20s, but yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, she knows the bullshit we're spinning on the Daily Talk Show. So it's,
But will Joey be there? Who's looking after Joey on Friday night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's by himself. The grandparents. Who are the grandparents?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Is your mum going to join us? Is Denise going to join us again?
Oh, that's a good. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, I can ask her. Oh, she might. Yeah, I'll ask her. She might have.
Now, is it
drinks.
One because there's valedictory? Not valedictory. There's the debutante ball. Is there a difference? Are you seeing TJ a difference between a debutante ball and a
never did a deb? A debutante or deb is a young woman or aristocrat or upper class family background who has reached maturity and as a new adult comes out into society at a formal debut. Or a possible debutante ball. Like, what is it? A fucking revealing? Well, that sounds bizarre,
it's a little bit. It's a bit sort of smutty is not the right
archaic.
Word.
It's a bit archaic. It's a bit old school. Like, my daughter, now here she is, presented to the world. Mm. Nah. A formal is like, there was kids drinking under the table at the formal.
Really?
Mate, it's.
There was a strict no drinking policy at our school. Like, because our.
That's right.
I remember my dad. My dad's not even a big drinker, and he brought a flask. Like, that's how bad they were. He needed something. Yeah. He bought a flask for the event.
Wait, why did your dad go to the formal?
Well, it was a deb. But all the parents.
No, your parents go.
Oh, formal. No, not formal. Nah, graduation.
Not to go to graduation.
My parents went to a mall.
My parents don't go to formals. Invited. That's
what?
Weird.
Yeah. Formals, debs, valedictory, awards nights.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God, we're doing yours again too because they were your carer for that night. You weren't allowed out, son, without them.
No, well, I mean, I never did. George, did you have blue light discos in Canberra?
We had discos. I don't know what blue light means.
It was run by the cops.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was the school discos. That was the one where I played Baked Beans, the song in grade six, at a lunchtime disco and got booed. But there was a, the cool one where people would French kiss was at the blue light.
Yeah. Jasmine said you can't take.
What was that?
Blue light being the coppers. Yeah. They did it in country towns. Maybe it was just out in the burbs where you were.
Maybe.
I remember a blue light disco in Brighton. But yeah, I reckon they were on the way out, JJ, at our age. Like they were almost on the edge of being done. Because there was like underage dance parties that I went to. Campton and I did break dancing at one. I just like, wore my Echo jacket to be able to make sure I could get some real spin on my backspin.
Yeah, you're pretty cool.
Yeah, anyway.
Grace is here. Boys
so
fly.
Cool. So cool. To,
what was that?
So cool. Oh, can you get that song? Remember that one?
The I played it. B-Boys Fly Girls, Put Your Hands in the Air. I played that on Friday night.
Yeah, mate. You're DJ Precious at it again. No, Jasna said you can't take your mum to a formal with Grace, Mr. 97. Keep it real.
Yeah.
To be honest, I like to party with your mum more than you, Seb, so I'll let your mum there. Your mum's more up for it. She's here for it.
Yeah, she's definitely here for it. Nick says they still do blue light discos. I think it's really? Seen as a way for the police to sort of engage with the youth.
Interesting. Blue, well, there's no blue light discos. I wonder if there'll be any this year based on the lockdown.
Why do you care?
Mate, I don't. Oh, Geelong Blue Light Disco 2019 has been operating since February 1982.
Wow. Far out.
Shannon says Grace is handling this BS so well. Gemma asks, Grace, what colour would you like in your corsage?
Yeah.
Is corsage the white as well. Is corsage the thing wrist, that they wear at weddings?
The thing on the wrist.
It's not the one on the... Okay.
No, you wear it on your wrist. It's like a little flowery thing. No,
that's not what I was thinking. Okay. Cool.
This is great. This is great. And,
and so should we try and match as sort of like a... I know that Sev's obviously has his date. I'm going to bring Bree along. But in regards to sort of this, the four of us, just the boys, like it would be good to get a couple of nice formal photos.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Is there something that we could all sort of match?
This is good. Hang on, what colour is your shirt, Josh? Because I've got a little pocket, like a little...
I've got the... you're talking about the rod and gun. I've got the red one, which is a bit too Christmassy, and I got it for the when I did that kids' Christmas concert, one. So it's probably not appropriate. But I was thinking I'll wear my navy blazer. I've got a dark, like another, maybe navy or navy's too much, but I also have a navy shirt and a black bow tie. It's a bit of a mess, to be honest, like the colour coordination, but it's sort of the best of everything. I've got I could wear my best shirt, my best blazer, my best bow tie. I did start to worry. I think that what's going to be the game changer for me is my hair. My hair is too long at the moment to do anything significant. Mm. And so potentially... I was thinking about maybe I haven't really fucking done anything the past 4 weeks. Maybe I could go to the barber if it's open.
Oh, true. You could definitely book in, get a little haircut. That'd be nice. Jazz up. Look nice.
And so what are you guys thinking? What could we do? Sort of pants down, well, Gemma like sort says, of waist down doesn't matter as much.
Yeah, Gemma's saying don't match.
Don't match.
I've only got a blue suit, so...
Yeah. She says you're not a band. A blue suit, are you talking like, is it a, like a novelty blue?
What does that mean? Well, it's like a navy
color of your hat?
Yeah, is it the same material?
It's a little bit dark. No, it's like a blue bow tie. Hang on.
Okay, here we go.
Can we please?
Oh, good.
I'm sure Chairman Rick has a suit in the cupboard that he can just whack on.
That's the
corporate attire.
That's perfect. These are the pants. That's the color.
Oh, that's nice. What's,
there's something on there. Yeah. You've got some white stuff on there.
You're not going to see that. He's really fluff. Leading with the...
That's fluff, okay.
That's fluff. Yeah, that's fluff.
Now, will you wear your own undies on the night?
Yeah. Well, now I've done a big order, so...
Really?
We're all sorted, yeah.
How big is that the new thing? You start dating and you get your own undies, is that...
Yeah, well, I mean, Casey said, she asked if this was Dad's T-shirt. I can confirm that it is mine, but Dad does wear it, so...
Okay. Do you think that you're starting to feel the need to have your own things?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not sharing your own, like your family iMessage. You've all got your own iMessages now. Your own Snapchat accounts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all dialed in.
Okay,
it's beautiful.
I was thinking.
Who makes? There's speeches. Is there a speech at the formal? Like I remember, best dancer. I went to a girls' formal, like it wasn't my school, and then I won best dancer, and then got some award up on stage that she wasn't involved in. She was, I think, a bit pissed.
Okay, so yeah, so we could do awards.
Awards would be post-show. Post-show, so idea. Like worst dressed.
Do we want to do a post-show? Oh. On the show would be fun.
Oh, we could do it. Oh, yeah, at the end of the show before we get kick on.
I just feel like worst dressed could be quite mean.
Harsh. Now, worst dressed is great because
you don't have to do worst.
Mismatched, dumb looking outfit. Like, I think best dressed, there's always, I think we can take it.
Can Wombat still dress up in his cricket gear?
Yeah.
His formal whites.
No, what are the awards? Let's get Becky some awards Green. From the people in YouTube. Mm-hmm. What best dancer at Saint Bernadette's? That's prom king and queen. Lovely.
Yep. Like that.
A speech. So, like, normally the school captains make a speech. Was Grace ever school captain, Sebs?
I think she was in the leadership team. Yeah,
leadership the captain.
She was. I don't know C-suite? If she was actually captain. C-suite. Yeah. She was one of them. I can't remember board. Which one it was. Yeah, on the board.
And so it would be good. I feel like Jem could MC it. I know that it's a lot to ask, but that's sort of our shtick.
Jem, what's happening? Because did you have something going on at 8 o'clock on Friday? It's quite a bit afterwards, but
yeah, that's
I think she might have she might have an event. I think she's doing a live stream.
It was a Grease reference, by the way.
She'll be dressed up. Which one's a Grease reference?
The
Saint Bernadette's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So we've got prom king and queen, which is best dressed. You can drop worst if you don't like that. What about the person wins an award for the least effort? One person, like someone who's just rocked up. You're like,
no, George, we don't want to sort of promote that,
because people
do
that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. No, you will be shunned if you don't dress up, is what Josh is saying. And
I mean, it's quite funny, especially for people like Glenn, where it's like 5 a.m. He's gonna his dog is going to be like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
That'd be good fun.
Yeah,
Shannon says that she was school captain.
Solid.
Said she was unsure how.
Yeah. I feel like with the Gronks, I think if you looked at it from a percentage-wise, I feel like we've got more leaders in the Gronk squad.
Oh, Josh, have you got your... Are you connected to the... could we call Jem right now on her phone just to get a little
live
update?
2 seconds. I just need to...
Yeah,
I've just searched up a few more awards that we could potentially look at. Class clown, teacher's pet, gentle giant, MVP, party
Pete's
animal,
coming.
Pack leader, innovator, life of the party, fearless,
bully.
Oh, this is good.
There were some really good ones there, JJ.
Okay, I'm just connecting.
Yeah, those sort of things are good.
Biggest flirt, that's funny.
Yeah, biggest like flirt, that. Biggest piss head. Lots of
best hair. Best, I mean, Josh, you could go for best hair. That could be you.
Nah.
Best smile / laugh.
Well, that could be you. Best chest.
Best chest.
Do you reckon you could get best chest?
Best chest. Yeah, maybe.
You could. All right, I'm gonna call Jem now on... FaceTime audio. Here we go.
Does it still taste good, George?
Yeah, it does. It's getting a little bit warm, but it's all good.
G'day, Jem.
G'day.
How are you?
I mean, just waiting for a dress code.
I think we're pretty clear. No?
No. What part of it is clear? I've given 3 options.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand the difference, to be honest. The whole thing gives me anxiety.
It's a cocktail, right? Like, are we doing...
Yeah, it's cocktail.
A formal...
Well, you've got either cocktail or... It's not going to be black tie.
No.
Because that requires a black suit specifically. So you've got either black tie optional or cocktail. Cocktail is a little less dressy, and it means the women are allowed to wear a knee-length dress.
Okay.
Which is very important on a Zoom call that you have the correct length dress.
Okay.
But I'm taking this very seriously.
I think I want the option for like maybe a Greek style wedding, sort of that sort of.
You want a toga party somewhere down the line.
Yes, but I also want to be able to wear my linen shirt potentially.
I think you need
Well,
Josh,
that will be for the the linen shirt will be for a, I'm very good with themes. It'll be a 70s style Slim Aaron's poolside party. Okay. If you Google that, that exact dress code is bang on for linen. But so let's not get ahead of ourselves. Cocktail?
Yeah, because cocktail means that the us gronks who don't have black suits necessarily, we could wear a different coloured one, just a nice blazer, yeah. And then the gals don't have to stick to some sort of black dress. Or
we can do funeral themed another day.
To clarify, black tie optional does not require a black suit specifically. It still requires a dinner suit, but it can be navy or even grey if you feel that way inclined, or even a burgundy. It's up to you, but I still think cocktail gives everyone the most freedom. Well, can you tell I organise the school formal?
Yeah. Well, I just feel, Jem, don't you think that me DJing is going to be a bit tacky? Do we need some form of live music?
No, because that's the after party. Every formal has an after party. Okay. The DJing is the after party.
Okay.
And at our after party, I don't know if we need to implement this system, but for our after party, because we were all under 18, you just organised it for like a really dodgy venue and everyone had to bring either their learner's permit or a school library card. So that way, if the venue got raided and they looked at the security footage, it would still look like the security guard was checking IDs and they would just have a really shitty... Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I remember that shit.
Tommy will understand.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And so did you ever do party buses as well, Jem, after the formal?
Of course,
like a party full on?
We did a limo 1 year. We did a party bus another year. I went to a few other schools' formals because I was a hoe.
Haven't heard of hoe in years.
Yeah, and you can't make a housewife.
Welcome to the show.
Just to be clear, the Daily Talk Show's formal is going to be cocktail themed dress code.
Cocktail dress code.
Yeah.
After party DJed by DJ Precious.
Mm-hmm.
please bring your school ID or library card.
Oh yeah, that would be fun. It'd be fun if we could actually find our IDs and take photos. I'm sure I've got mine. We could do like a everyone could submit their photos and we can do a carousel on Instagram. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful. Okay. I was also in the yearbook committee, so I am.
Oh, yeah.
How was that for you? It was a clusterfuck for me, the yearbook. We had a real issue with getting people to submit written pieces. I ended up writing half of it.
No, ours was fine because it was me and Michael Patton, and he's a friend of Hayden and Shana's, and he got shit done. And I was in charge of all the photos because I was that person that everyone had in their year level who took their DSLR to just like a school excursion.
Mm.
So
mate,
we were
Mick,
fine.
Mick is the guy who did the graphics for us, the motion graphics for...
Oh, really?
Oh, there you go.
Delishu. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so our yearbook was stunning.
Okay, great. It would be good at the end of the year. How do we feel about doing a yearbook for the Daily Talk Show?
That'd be good.
I think that would be wonderful, but I also think awards are always a good thing. Mm. When Gabby and I finished at our dance school, we did an awards thing where we just gave ourselves all of the awards. But again, I mean, the show's not about me, is it? So.
No, I think we should do some awards. And so if we let's do a post tonight.
Yeah.
Where we can sort of list all the different awards. I think that, I mean, Sevs, how are you going to lean in on the night?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It is a good question. I think it's probably for the best that I do the announcing because that'll stop me from getting too white girl when I have to do
loose.
A work live at 8.
Okay.
I'll still get weird. But.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, I feel like there is an opportunity for Sevs to lean in. I don't know what that looks like yet.
Yeah,
oh my God. I've got it.
Okay.
The Qantas song. Choir voice.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Live.
I would pay money for that.
Yeah. Sebs, God. Would you do a song?
No.
Can we set up a donation button to get Sebs to do it?
What would it take for you to do a song, Sebs?
What would it take for me to do a song?
Grace will kiss you. She'll kiss you at
to give it everything. You just have to...
I'm not going to tell you how they sold tickets to our year 12 after party because my dad's nearby.
Oh, wow. The I could imagine Seb's doing a Buble number or something nice like that. But look, there's a lot to work out. A
lot to organise in 2 days.
Yeah. Too much almost.
But it will get done.
I don't actually, I really feel like there's absolutely nothing to organise. You pick the dress code, everyone rocks up and we have a nice time.
What about catering?
Well, it's a Zoom call, so.
What about matching drinks? I feel like people should match their outfit with their drink.
I completely disagree. I think everyone wears an outfit. They pour themselves whatever they feel like drinking, and we all gather as we do every Friday, and we have a wonderful evening together.
Okay, so you're against sort of company. Adding too many layers.
You won't drink anything but red, Josh. You love red.
Look, I would have a have a Corona with a lime in it or something, just to get
I made a cocktail on the weekend that I think you would enjoy, JJ.
Yeah, what's it got in it?
Bailey's.
Ooh.
Kahlua. And vodka. It's called a mudslide. And then I shaved a chocolate Easter egg as a garnish. Ooh.
I could do a Toblerone. I could make
similar, but the Toblerone's got Frangelico in it for that little kick of honey.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Drink.
Is this perhaps
what
I'm
want.
Teaching Joey? How to drink.
Yeah.
No, I think there's definitely, I do like the idea of doing the cocktail shaking stuff. Could really get
into
that.
Maybe we do a daily talk show cocktail masterclass. Yeah. We save that for another time.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, I could get.
I think it's good to compartmentalize each of these ideas rather than just playing stacks on.
Yeah, and the thing is, DJing stuff is really getting dialed in. I heard Brie 2 days ago on a it was Tuesday. Yeah, yesterday on a work call, having to explain at 9:30, saying that music's. Josh is currently DJing, but it's coming together quite nicely.
Great.
Good.
Great. I don't think there was anything wrong with it on Friday, but you do you.
Oh, no, thank you. No, I appreciate that, Gem. I don't either.
A lot happening here, guys. Thank you, Gemma. It's happening Friday,
okay, bye.
4 p.m.
Bye.
If you haven't signed up to be a VIP Gronk to get the Zoom link to access our Friday night drinks, thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks, do it. Do it.
Yeah, and also, signed up early to be a VIP Gronk, we just sent out about 70 letters with stickers. Yeah. So check
$100. Is that expensive? It cost us $100.
Yeah, it cost
because we bought all the rolls, like the labels as well for the label maker.
Jesus. I just saw the $99 at
So the $99, that was
and then you got to add the custom envelopes and the paper.
Yeah, no. But it was 40 domestic. It was about 40 domestic for all the domestic ones, and then the other amount was all the international. So the international added up a little bit.
Based on that costing. That's outrageous, but worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just make sure you stick a sticker on your drink.
Mm-hmm. Or put it on your laptop as well.
Put it on your laptop. Mm-hmm. Put it in the office. Love it. Stick it on your son's head if he's been stealing chocolate. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of things.
It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow at 10. Sorry, no. What do I always 11. Think it's 10 a.m.?
You've done that 2 days in a row now.
Yeah. Maybe we should just
11 a.m. 4 p.m.
11. 11 and 4.
11 a.m. Have we got Pete on tomorrow? Did we talk about that, Sebs? I think this morning he confirmed.
He's coming on in an afternoon.
Pete Shepherd tomorrow afternoon. So there you go. That's exciting. Otherwise, see you 11 a.m. tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.